Fuck out of here.
My church does a broadcast.
Say you watch church.
And then I did my workout for the morning.
Oh my god!
So was this during church service? You was doing the workout or after church service?
It was before and after.
I barely got the fuck up.
Video. That's what he was doing.
Man, I can't.
What?
He was watching twerking videos.
And I was workout.
Somebody went to church. Your church was twerking videos. Praise the booty.
The mic up early because the girl was still asleep. So he was good. Like, yeah, it's good. She's still
asleep. Oh, yeah.
To get it in first, you got up.
Yep. Exactly what it was. Church service, man. Like, it's so dead in my house. Everybody's still asleep. Gucci and everybody not knocked the hell out. Them niggas ain't even woke. So you know it. This too early for us to be up.
Yeah, I get up like I got up today at 9, but like every other day I get up. It's either work days I get up at 4, and then fucking Saturday I still get up at like 7 or something.
Fuck all that. I can't do it.
Fuck you up at 4 in the morning for, man. What time you gotta be at work?
I gotta be at work at 7, but it's like a 30-minute drive, so I gotta leave at 6:30 to get there at 7. But I like to be early, so I get there at like 6, like I get there at like 6:40. So I leave the house at like 6, but I mean, I get up at 4 so I could go do a workout. I run around the neighborhood and then I do a workout.
You better start running around the neighborhood. You might get shot. You might think you're stealing some shit.
Black dude running.
That's why I wear bright colors. I wear bright colors, a headband, and all types of workout gear. So if it do happen, it's definitely gonna be for money in y'all lives. Get ready for that, because it's gonna that's definitely a case right there. I got a water bottle in my hand too. They're gonna assume that's a gun, even though the water bottle looks it's white.
Hey, it's gonna be like gonna be explosive. He's trying to blow somebody up.
You're a terrorist.
The fucking dynamite.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're gonna say. The clear bottle.
Oh yeah.
With how they getting crazy nowadays, I'm more worried about white people, to be honest. They wild as hell. White people do crazy shit. They break all up in your house, climb your walls. They are terrorists. Then they steal all of your shit. Take pictures in your living room with their feet on your table. White people's terrorists, y'all. I'm more scared of them nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Cause them niggas crazy. Hey, you know the cool part? If you call them a nigga, that's like the most disrespectful thing you could call them niggas. They be ready to fight. But they think they can say to us and we should be cool with it. But you say to them niggas, man, they'll lose it. Man, my grandpa, from the hell of long ago, we was working for this dude. And he called them a nigga. He's like, man, yeah, I'm talking to you. You a nigga too. You a bigger nigga. And dude, he turned so damn red. I thought that nigga was gonna cry for getting caught the nigga. I know he told his parents, like, yeah, Mr. Alberti called me a nigga.
I might be going back to school.
You might be going back to school?
Yeah.
For what?
Botany.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm gonna do that shit though.
I know, but now talking more with y'all about it and shit, and then I talked with the dude at work. He said that he'd be willing to pay for my schooling if I'm going to go back to botany.
Yeah, do that shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Y'all could change y'all names too on the bottom if y'all wanted a different name.
How you do that?
A bottle of what? What y'all drink?
On the bottom of your screen, I'm talking about your name. Oh. It's too early for that, nigga.
It ain't too early. You're wasted.
And this nigga's fucking wild.
Wilding out.
Look at that. Yep. What? She right there with me. What you talking about? What?
Y'all know Chanel.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
She bringing me a margarita right now, man.
Hey, I don't know what she said, but she fine. Man. I don't know if that's a wig or if that's her real hair, but she working it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. That natural.
That's organic right there.
Man, I don't know what's going on there, though, but it's going.
That's the one that was sitting straddled. I sent the picture of that today looking like a ooh-wee, like, man.
Hey, tell us about this astonishing Mexican chick.
Astonishing. Astonishing.
I'm telling you, this bitch was like, oh my God, bro. Like, she came straight out the TV off of what?
Damn.
And then her little fucking fat friend, no, we're leaving, fucking bitch.
Hell yeah. Man, oh man,
we got that both of them.
Yeah, that's what you, like Rado said. That's what you should have did. It'd have been good if you did it that way.
Rado said that shit because I was thinking too. Like, man, I should just say something to the little fat one so she don't feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, like, on Jumanji when the whole herd is running through and then you got the little rhino at the end. She was like.
Well, that's why you should have got her. Then you'd have been good.
No, I should have got it. I'm gonna start doing, but I'm gonna do that today. When I see one, if I'm trying to, you feel me? I'm gonna get at the ugly one first. Just to see what it do. Like,
it's gonna be good. They're gonna be all with it.
Well, it ain't, bro, because I've did that and it backfired a couple times.
I backfired.
You'll do it right. You'll do it right.
Like the pretty friend that I intentionally was trying to get on was right. Happy friend, like, oh, go girl, like, bitch.
But and then, but you supposed to get an indication to the pretty one that you trying to get at her though.
Yeah, you supposed to be. You just do it. You just be a friendly to the ugly one. Yeah, you just be a friendly. Like
It's a fine time, huh? I gotta.
Yeah, it's a fine line between it.
So you say what's up to the ugly one first, and then you say what's up to the pretty one like second. So you get like the ugly one attention first, but you really don't get at her like that.
Oh, like what's up, baby? Then you be like, well, damn, this your partner right here. Yep.
Say some shit like, what's up, beautiful? What's up, gorgeous? Were you talking to that one?
Hell,
you
really talking?
Listen, this is a good clowning.
They go for it. You be put in then.
Yep.
Already no stronger, but it's some stars out tonight.
What you smoking?
Some purple punch. Worm, you tried them yet?
I couldn't find them yet.
I'm gonna have to send you some in the mail. Fuck.
I had some Russian creams though, not too long ago.
Fuck all that shit. I just want to smoke. What it is.
I just smoked a J a minute ago.
Fucking Antoine.
Let's do it. There we go. Got another one. She ready.
You see they put Super Baby on Dragon Ball now, Worm?
Super Baby? What?
Yeah, that's what I'm watching right now. They're going to be a new character.
Oh, shit. I know they're about to put Gogeta on there, like the other one, like the Super Saiyan 5 one.
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah.
From GT.
Okay.
On what game?
On that Dragon Ball FighterZ.
The one I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to get on that shit. Man, that's why I stopped playing that shit because it wasn't. I didn't like the way the shit was laid out. I liked that old shit that one Antoine had where I could transform on that shit.
Budokai. Who's that over there?
Yep.
Hey.
That's just my house. Yeah, that's
this nigga got a train. He just said, just stand back there like this while I'm on the meeting.
It's my housemate. She's cleaning the house right now.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right, baby.
Yep. Oh man, let me turn this off. I know Rico gonna show his girl, man. No, so you're gonna be planning, right?
Yeah. This is just supposed to be like a first trying to see if this will even work like this early. I don't think it will because it's too early.
I fuck with it though. Like, I ain't tripping
up this. I mean, shit. I'm up every day at.
All right, Jim. Like, I gotta figure it out.
5:36 every day, so it don't matter to me.
Yeah, I can get up.
It's just that they have to be like around this time because otherwise I wouldn't be able to really do it because I have to be like chasing like son around the house making sure he don't kill himself.
Man, that's why mine got brothers and sisters. So I ain't got brothers.
Fuck you, lucky.
I think we ain't trying to have no more kids, man.
Man.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's it.
It's like,
shit.
That's enough. It.
Yeah. I think we done.
We Mark, are done. Got
like
10 to 15.
10 to 15. Oh,
boy. Who?
You.
I have no 10 to 15. That's wild.
God damn.
I'm going to get one and see how that guy is.
See how that guy is.
I got a 30-day return policy.
Right, he's going to get one. My return.
Take it back. Like, I really like that one.
Yeah, I still got the receipt, so we good.
This nigga wants to play all my games, bro. He wants to.
I got the 5-year warranty.
Hell yeah. You mean to tell me I got to feed this motherfucker every day, man? Oh, hell no.
Every day?
Hell no.
Then they get even more.
Yep. My son eats everything, man. Every fucking
thing. Boy, you thought you had to feed the Digimons back in the day, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, niggas, Digimon died.
That's hilarious.
He digivolved, though.
For that day.
He digivolved one time.
Yeah,
one time.
Yeah. That's how long you had to keep that guy.
Oh, my God. What's that 30 days almost?
Once you get that one Digivolve out of him, he done.
Oh,
like after that, you like, what? Like, how much more do I got to do for this little guy, man? I got shit to do.
And if my nigga starts saying, fuck it.
Yep.
Maybe that motherfucker that had, like, the oldest Digimon, and they just played forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck bullshit like that? Just to see how long you could go. Man, that's too much dedication. My shit died. I gave the fuck up immediately. Like, fuck this shit.
Right. Because after it dies, it's supposed to give you an egg and you can start all over again. But, like, who wants to do that?
It was a raw concept, though, but just horrible timing.
You're like, Tamagotchi. Versace and all that stuff.
Yeah, that was, it was called all kinds of, but that shit was horrible.
Bro, that's what you had, man.
Tamagotchi? I didn't have none of that stuff. I remember those old school Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat things. The Tiger.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those. I never had one. I just played everybody else's. We played that shit for hours. Kill that man's battery. Be like, here you go.
Give it back to him.
Man, but that's why niggas didn't like you then.
Probably so.
I don't care. This nigga ain't got the shit. He just beat me.
Hell yeah. I just take their shit. I didn't have no Game Gear, no Game Boy.
I just had a Game Boy.
I ran all the batteries down. Gave it back.
Had a Game Boy Color.
Man. Yeah, I didn't have none of that.
I had everything.
Hey, y'all remember, I think his name was Aaron. He had a big-ass egg-shaped head.
I think I remember Aaron.
I don't know.
Was he kind of tall, too?
Nah.
Oh, he was short?
Yeah, he was short, and he always had an ugly-ass brown jacket, man.
You know him from?
I remember Aaron. I think I knew he talking about that brown jacket.
Funny, but I don't know who the fuck y'all talking about.
You know the Assassin's Creed symbol?
Yeah.
Well, that Assassin's Creed symbol, I did a tattoo on his shoulder right here and his sister. But the whole time I'm talking to him and shit, and I'm like dropping hints and shit and just fishing and shit, and he didn't recognize me the whole time. Right? Like, tatted his sister, grabbed her titty, you know what I mean? I was tatting him and finished up and everything, and I charged him a little more, and I was like, yeah, and I pulled my mask down and everything. I was just looking at him, talking to him, and he's like, did not break. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here, bro.
This is from King?
Yeah.
Well, you had a long hair no more, man. You had that long-ass hair, King, man.
I know, I did, huh?
You probably expect you to have like a whole dude.
But you know, if it was somebody else though, like one of y'all or something like that, we would, this class, like we would have chopped it up and caught up and shit. Like, not that guy. No thanks.
He didn't know at all. Like,
that's crazy. He didn't want to go back there, man. Just hard time in his life.
That jacket, hard time in hell of niggas life. I mean, niggas that
beat up.
They got picked up back then. You think they hard now? Yeah.
There was a lot of them, actually. I was one of them little niggas. I was getting picked on by some nigga once. I believe I'm not that nigga do that to me.
King, bro, when we was going to King and I was going to wrestling practice, that's that day I got robbed. When that shit happened, that was my switch. Bro. That's when I was like, fuck it. I'm blocking out.
Was that at King?
Yep.
I think I remember that day.
We got off of school, and then I went to the house, and then I was going to go to wrestling practice at Tech. I was waiting on the bus, and some niggas in the hood robbed me. But after that, I was like, bro, fuck this, bro. I'm going down.
I remember you talking about that shit.
Oh, man. I'm embarrassed to bring this up. I just remembered. And I was fucking mad at Worm and fucking Travis Hopkins T.
Oh, yeah.
Mad. He was fifth grade and over at Parker. I don't know what the fuck. Long story short, man, I got jumped by two girls. What? And fucking Worm and T was just watching. I'm like, it was like, no.
Hey, that's kind of a tense situation.
Oh, man, long story short, explain how the hell did this happen?
I was like, fuck Worm and T, man. I was like,
how the hell? Hold on, man.
Like, fuck them niggas.
How did you get jumped? How did you get jumped by two
talking shit.
I don't remember
that.
I don't even remember that.
I remember that. Man. We was after school on the side of Parker, nigga, right up on that hill of the quarter. Nigga getting my ass destroyed.
Oh, I remember that shit. Oh, I remember that shit, bro. He was getting hit that hard, bro. For real. It was just that he was getting attacked. Getting attacked by like these bitches that wasn't that cute. And they had hard fists. And it was kind of tough roughing him up. And me and T saw it like it's him getting. Him getting some shots from some chicks, like, oh, okay, Twan got a girl on him. They on him. They must like him because they scraping him up. But he just taking it, dog. He like, help, help. And I'm like, bro, what do you mean? Like, they like you, bro. They talking about, no, they was hitting me. I'm like, what, bro? I didn't know that. I'm supposed to know that, bro.
Nigga, I
said, help. I'm supposed to know you get scraped up. Oh, like, for real, though. And then I'm like, he said, help, though. We're about to do something, right? What do you, okay, get away from there. At that point. But it was already over, and it was like, he getting mad at us. I was like, bro, that ain't my fault. He was hella laughing at it.
Oh shit!
Hey man, hey, my fault, bro.
Hey, you supposed to help, nigga. You're supposed to be my friend.
Oh, nah, man.
My ass.
Oh, no. Oh,
shit. That was hilarious.
Warren,
yeah, he was. That's why I almost did beat my ass once in class and fucking in elementary again. I was pissing him off in class.
No.
Pissing him off.
I remember that.
Talking shit to him about himself. I don't even remember what it was. I was just talking shit. And then this nigga jumped up and grabbed me, bruh, and slammed me on the table. I was like, this is wild. I remember thinking that. Like, this thing's wild. And the teacher sent both of us to the office, and I did.
Oh, man. I remember one time I walked in. I was brand new at Parker, and I walked into the class, and then I just, all of a sudden, I just see, I think it was either T or Worm, because I didn't know that I was, like, standing in the middle of them. And this motherfucker just went like this. I was like, oh shit. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm looking around. He just kept doing it like this, right? And then I was like, oh man, I'm like, fuck that nigga, man. In my head. And she was trying to introduce me to the class. And I turn around, I see it was either Worm or Tio like behind me, flicking each other off the whole time. I'm like, oh hell no. Like, these motherfuckers crazy, man. I remember that day, man.
Oh like, shit.
Parker.
Y'all niggas was wild.
I almost got kicked out.
Y'all niggas was wild.
I almost got kicked out of King of Fighting.
I still
in the sixth grade.
Yep, I was about to say, I still remember fucking seeing Mike fight. Who was Mike fighting? Brandon, when he popped him in the face so fast. So like, you could barely see that shit. Fucking stuck
I
that
heard
man.
About it. Y'all was like, don't cross this line or some shit. I was sitting
right next to it, bro. I was right next to it as it was happening. I was sitting with Brandon, and I didn't even know what was going on. Just a crowd of people start coming over with Mike, and Mike starts fucking going off on this nigga. I was like, what's going on? And Brandon's standing there hella scared and shit. Because it was like, didn't Brandon try talking to his sister or his cousin or something?
Yeah, and then
like he was hella mad about it, and he was like, "Man, like," and Brandon was trying to explain himself, like, "Man, I don't know what you heard, man, but I'm not talking to her, man. I'm not saying nothing to her."
It was right by the music room. It was right over there.
Yeah,
that's where the classroom was at. Yeah, right there. Now,
and that nigga Mike just fucking stuck him in the chin, quick as fuck, and I was like, "Damn!" And then Brandon just stood there, started about to cry. was apologizing, and then he sat down, and all the girls tried to stop him from crying because he was going off. He was going off, bro.
Y'all know where
hey, what God brand damn. Are you talking about with the flat puff coat?
No, light skinned dude.
Light skinned brand dude with the big lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga, he was a fucker. Mr. Barnett was like in high school.
Hey, what was his last name? Hawkins. I can't remember his last name. Hawkins?
Hawkins. That's what we called him. Hawkins.
Yeah, that's my very last name.
I'm going to look him up.
Remember that time you said now. Four words?
Oh my God. Like, I'm going to lick his ass up right now.
I got four words for you. Mr. Barnett. That shit still kills me today, bro.
God damn. That was, oh, shit. That's fucking nigga Brandon.
I still can't believe he said that shit. That shit was terrible.
Man, it was telling niggas I like him though at King though.
Red nigga. Yeah.
That nigga Ernest.
Warren, do you fight Ernest, dog?
I ain't fight no Ernest.
You fought that.
I think I fight everybody. I ain't fight Ernest. Are you talking about Jakari?
Yeah, you fought that. Like,
Yeah, I did. Why? Because he was trying to fight me. Fuck that. I was like, man. If Slobber came at you trying to punch you in the mouth, you just gonna take it like, oh, well, I guess so. Like, bro, get out of here, man.
Come on, man. You know, he had like a... Didn't he have like a...
He was... Nah, bro. Wasn't nothing wrong with him, bro. That's what they said. But there was nothing wrong with him. Because I had classes. With him. And I'd be sitting in the back with him. And he used to talk about anime. What's his name? Fucking damn. I just saw his ass the other day. Johnny. I ain't see him, but I saw him on Instagram. Y'all remember Johnny?
Nah.
Small Dirty Johnny. He would always hang out with Ernest.
Nigga that we seen in like Reno or some shit.
Yeah, Johnny.
He just popped out of nowhere like, what the hell?
Yes, that nigga Johnny. Yep, he look hella bigger now, but he was hella small in middle school. And him and Jakari was sitting in the back of class, and they'd be talking about anime and shit. They'd talk, and he'd be talking no problem. He started slobber going, but that was his speech impediment. Eagle was just a regular guy. They made him sound dumb because they made a lot of niggas sound dumb.
That nigga was dumb, nigga. Ain't no getting around that.
He was definitely dumb, but he wasn't retarded.
While he was retarded.
That'd be like if Johnny came at y'all sideways and was trying to stall on you. You ain't gonna fight him? If Ernest came at you and was like, I'm about to beat your ass, Antoine. You're going to be like, whoa, buddy, talk this out, man.
I was laughing, nigga. What the fuck? I'm walking away.
Then he starts stealing on you like them two chicks. You just going to take it?
Yeah, Warren, so don't help him then, Warren. Just keep walking. You keep walking, Warren. If you don't say help.
Yeah, I should never have left that. Nigga. Fuck you, though. I don't know why that even came in my head that I got beat up by two girls, dog. I got jumped.
And it wasn't even that bad, man.
Yeah, of course.
That's more so they just chipped you up. They got the best of you. Like, fuck them hoes,
man. Oh, man. Goddamn. Yeah, King was interesting, man.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
And that shit blew by too.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Man, nah, think about it.
That thing came.
It feel like just baby. As soon as I start to get in the swing of things, we're out of there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it made me crazy though. I think I was cool until I
got made you crazy.
I think I was cool until I got there. And that's when it was the bitches started being developed. I was like, oh yeah. This is the shit I'm into now. Like immediately, we got that. I was like, "Fucking yeah, this is it right here."
No man,
you're right. It started getting wild in King. That's when it started getting wild, like real life wild. Like I remember elementary experimenting with kissing, but like got the King and. Bitches was bro. like I hear niggas talking about like, yeah, bro, I felt on her titties. And I was like, what?
No, like, yeah, that's the next step. That's the next step.
She took me to the back. She took me behind the dugout. And then I felt on her titties, bro.
What?
I was like, what? I'm a young ass man. I was like, what for real?
Titties? Yes, for sure.
I'm going next.
Man, yep.
Fuck on so many chicks. Tell you that shit. That's just where it just clicked immediately. I was like, yes. I meant all this shit. Antoine, though, in the back of the classroom, and I went in with the old man class.
What the
fuck? Hey, is it about to cut off?
We'll be right back.